Most homeowners would like to think that if their home was destroyed suddenly in a natural disaster, insurance would step in to cover the cost of rebuilding. But two-thirds of homeowners who lose their home in a wildfire do not get enough money from their insurance to rebuild or even replace their homes. Residents of Flagstaff who lost homes in the Tunnel Fire earlier this year are contending with this reality. From KJZZ's podcast series, Here Arizona, Anthony Wallace reports.
The Leisure family has lived at the same Flagstaff property for more than three decades. This past April, theirs was one of 30 homes that burned down in the Tunnel Fire. The fire took nearly everything they had.
Yeah, all the home videos, everything.
Including sentimental items that reminded them of the family's mother, Monica, who died just months before the fire.
It's like losing her all over again almost, with how much stuff and love and everything she put into that house.
This is Trisha Peralta, Monica's daughter. She said that in the weeks after the fire, they dug through the wreckage for anything that reminded them of her.
A lot of it was like going in there to fish for pieces of my mom. We had a day that was really hard because we were in the area where we knew my mom's ashes had been because we were planning to spread them and hadn't gotten around to it quite yet. So it was, when you're digging and you start seeing lighter ash and you know, it's like, okay, this, I'm not just digging through the ash of the house right now. This is the ash from mom's little spreading urn.
I found the Leisures through a GoFundMe page Trisha set up just after the fire. And though she's long since moved out of the house and has a family of her own, Trisha has made helping her family recover from the fire like another part-time job. She even got a new job that would allow her to take more time off to help. I drove up to Flagstaff to meet them.
This is Anthony.
Hey. Today, there is hardly any sign there had been a home there at all.
And the porch would have been about here, so the front door would have been about here.
Today, four people live on the property. Trisha's father, Eddie, his sister-in-law, his other daughter, Jess, and Jess's 10-year-old son, Zen. And rebuilding is a huge financial struggle for them. Eddie is retired now. Jess is a caregiver for her aunt, and they have to replace literally everything.
It actually hits you more down the road whenever you say, well, I got that. And you think, I don't have it no more. It burned down, you know. That was kind of the worst part of it for me, you know.
Yeah, we basically made it out with the shirts on our backs.
When I visited them, they had already cleaned up the whole site with the help of volunteers, and they had purchased an old RV to live in on the property with the help of their GoFundMe. The Leisures do have homeowners insurance, but like most people who lose their homes in a wildfire, it will not cover the full cost of rebuilding.
We do surveys after disasters in the areas where we're working, and it's been pretty astonishing how consistent the number is of people who self-report, I do not have enough insurance to cover the cost of replacing the home that I had. And it's almost always two-thirds.
Amy Bach is the executive director of United Policyholders, an insurance consumer advocacy organization. And one reason underinsurance is such a big problem now is that building costs are rising quickly. But Bach said another is that insurance companies aren't always upfront about whether a plan will cover the cost of rebuilding. So United Policyholders advocates for legislation that requires insurers to clearly communicate people's coverage to them.
Disclosure that you are underinsured, that would be effective. Warning, you know, just like you have warnings on these pill bottles.
Bach said she typically sees homeowners insurance payouts come up short by between $200,000 and $300,000. So people have to get creative when it comes time to rebuild.
They just cobble it together and do what they need to do. You build a tiny house or smaller house, you cut corners, or you take out a loan.
Or people start GoFundMes, like the Leisures. Trisha told me they got $136,000 for the house. The new one they want to replace it with costs $220,000. On top of that, she said they only expect to get about half the value of all their other stuff that burned, including some of Eddie's valuable tools. So in total, they're going to be short by about $150,000.
We're not going to have enough, and
yeah,
which is why I still have the GoFundMe going, because it's nothing's cheap.
But even with all the work and stress of building back, they never seriously considered moving away, where the wildfire risk is lower.
This is my spot, and after I'm gone, it's going to be passed down to him or one of the grandkids, you know?
Yeah.
But this is basically home. It's always been home, and I'm not giving it up that easily.
Anthony Wallace, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And this story comes from our podcast series, Here, Arizona.